knee and elbow, or your knee joint and elbow.
And what's this part of you called?
Breast.
And the whole thing?
Chest.
And what do you call this right here?
Shoulder.
And both of them would be?
Shoulders.
If someone was able to lift a whole lot of weight, a big man, you'd say that he sure was
strong, or a giant.
Mm-hmm. If someone had a lot of energy and moved around a lot, how would you describe him? You might say he sure is. He had a whole lot of energy. He couldn't sit still. He moved around a lot.
Most guys say he was nervous.
Well, can you think of anything besides nervous? Maybe he wasn't nervous, but just had a whole lot of energy. Anything he did with a lot of force and vigor. Would you describe him as being lively?
Yeah, he'd be about it all right if he kept moving around.
Mm-hmm. You think of any other words for that? Suppose there was a man who was pretty old who got around real well. Didn't walk with a cane or anything. You'd say that he was a real what? A real something old man?
Well, I know what that is too, but I just didn't know he came tonight.
Well, you could say he was a real lively old man.
Yeah.
Think of anything else you might say?
No, I don't know if you think of it right now.
You ever know children who didn't like to have the lights turned out at night?
Yeah.
If they didn't like to have the lights turned out, you would say that they were what?
Afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Security cats.
Afraid of what?
Afraid of the dark. It ain't so many of them kind of people now as it used to be. It used to be people who were afraid of the dark.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, there was lots of people you couldn't get them out of that night at all. Dark. But
not
you don't hear
more.
Of it so much anymore.
No. If someone was afraid of something now, but they hadn't been afraid of it at one time, you'd say they what?
Well, I'd call them nervous. I don't know what else you'd call them.
Mm-hmm. Well, how would you describe the fact that now they were afraid and that at one time they were afraid? Suppose a man was afraid of horses now, but for a long time he worked on a farm and he hadn't been afraid of them then. You'd say that he what? He... That he didn't... That he didn't used to be afraid?
Mm-hmm. That would be all right. There ought to be a shorter way than I'm speaking about it.
I suppose there was someone who didn't watch what he was doing. He knocked something over. You'd say he sure is...
Awkward.
Well, awkward. But suppose it wasn't so much that he was awkward, but he just didn't watch what he was doing, and that's why he knocked it over. You'd call him what? Well, if you had to exercise care to keep from knocking something over, and you didn't do this and you knocked it over, then you'd be what?
Be careful, man. You'd be careless, the other way.
Mm-hmm. You'd be careful, or you'd be careless. Suppose someone was sort of odd. He did peculiar things. What would you call him?